This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Talking about how he might be back in the lineup today. Cody still would trade for Mike Trout, he said.
What are we giving up?
Nothing. We're taking on the salary.
$38 million a year when he's 38 years old, Vern.
Just some 19-year-old arm, you know, just some dude.
Yeah, that's fine by me. Again, it's not my money. There is no salary cap. I'm with you, man. Go for it.
See, Vern, he gets it.
Yeah, but you also know there's if they spend that money on him, you know there's consequences of who they're not spending money on.
It's always been American.
That's when we crush him. You know, that's what I've been saying to some that are bringing up the Seth Lugo contract and how worried they are that maybe
let's get worried next year, not now.
I'm with you 100%. But even if it does backfire, it doesn't really backfire until we hear JJ or ownership say, well, we can't do this because of that. And until that happens, I'm with you. Spend all your damn money.
Vern, let's talk a little bit before we talk about the team and some of the pitfalls they're running into right now. Is there still just 2.5 games back, only a game back of the team behind, but the Rangers, I know it's such a big opportunity last night if they could have gotten a win against the Angels. So that feels like
the third wild card's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
These teams should be being eliminated for losing these games.
Yeah, but they're not. The Royals are not being punished at all for any of the games they've let slip away. They are still just as close as they were. Were you bothered at all by the way Carter Jensen's debut went? I think fans felt like it was a little bit lackluster. I'm not saying to be mad about it, but it felt like a weird way to get a kid his first action. Kind of a meaningless throw away at bat in the ninth of a game you'd already lost?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool facing a future Hall of Famer in
that
your first
cool.
at bat.
I'll give you that. That's cool.
That's pretty neat. That was my first thought of, you know, standing in there against a guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame by the time, you know, you're hitting free agency. Family was there, right? Friends and family were there. They were able to see it. Yeah, he punches out.
That happens. That's not.
Yeah, I mean, when do we see him in the lineup, I guess, would be the thing that I would take away from that. Again, this is a guy that's likely the third catcher, the late-game pinch runner, the late-game defensive replacement if you've already pinch ran for Salvi or Luke Maley. Because if you're looking at the bench for a lefty bat for a big swing, you have Jack Caglione more than likely. And if it's a lefty, you're more than likely not going to turn to a 22-year-old. So I just don't expect to see him in the starting lineup all that much to get that true pomp and circumstance of your big league debut. Could be waiting for quite a while before that happens. Who knows?
You mentioned Cags, Vern. What do you think his playing time is going to look like? We know the bat potential off the bench, but let's say there's 24 games left. Is he in the, you know, lineup to begin a game for 10 of them? Less than that? What do you think?
Honestly, I want to see him in there every game from here on out. I know fans have fallen in love with Mike Yastrzemski, and for good reason, but a lot of fans don't notice that Yastrzemski's not in the lineup against lefties until the Royals lose that game, and then that's the reason why they lost the game, was there was no Mike Yastrzemski. My point is, Going into yesterday's game, Yastrzemski was the second worst hitter in Major League Baseball against lefties. Number 151 out of 152 when you're talking about OPS against southpaws. Now, I'm not saying Jack Caglione is great, but I think his upside of being an everyday power bat, the guy that we hoped he would be, dating back to spring training to his big league debut to most of us right now, I still believe it's in there, you know?
Same.
Okay, it happened quicker for Roman Anthony and Nick Kurtz. I don't see why that still can't happen for Jack Caglione. And if anything is going to get this team to October, to me, that's what it is. Because it's not the rotation. It's not the bullpen. Your offense has the most talent now. With this Seth Lugo, without Chris Bubich, without Cole Reagans, your talent is in the lineup. So, hey, if you want to leave Yastrzemski in there because, again, he has earned a chance against lefties in Royals blue, but then have Cags as your designated hitter. Maybe that cost Adam Frazier a few at-bats, and, you know, that might be to the dismay of some, but nobody on this team outside of Bobby can and I guess Vinny, can bring what Jack Caglione could offer to this team over the final 24. They need to do something because something miraculous needs to happen for them to finish with that final spot, in my opinion.
Is this just the first team to have a four-game, five-game winning streak over these last 24 gets it? I mean, it feels like, Vern, it's just whichever team has the hot moment, right?
Yeah.
That's it, and congratulations on being a wild card team. And it doesn't seem crazy to me the Royals are doing it, but you mentioned a big problem here that they've been able to overcome a huge chunk of the year. They are starting three quarters at this point, it feels like, of their rotation is guys who are not starting for them. It's like, ah, here comes Burgert. And you're like, well, he's been really good, but that wasn't somebody in April that we had any idea would be a contributor for this team. And because no Bubich and it has been no Reagans and Lugo hasn't been contributing. It's like they're counting on Noah Cameron and Burgert and all these other guys to carry it. It feels like that's going to end up being the shortfall, is that they overcame it for a big chunk of the season, which I give them a ton of credit for. But it's got to be not quite enough when it comes to playoff time.
Yeah, I think 2025, if they fall short, I think it will be remembered, at least I'll remember it, for the offensive shortcomings of the first 100 games and how a great rotation was unable to offset that horrendous offensive performance that we saw for the first 3.5 months. But yeah, man, if they do make it, well, I guess if they do make it, yeah, there's no way they make it without a better Seth Lugo. So I guess if they get there, Seth Lugo's still getting the ball in game two behind Michael Wacha. But my point was going to be, man, you can make a case right now. Ryan Burgert's the second or third best starter in this rotation right now. Wacha, number one, of course. And then we can have a debate, right? Cameron's coming off a couple of shaky ones. We all know about Lugo, and Burgert's been pretty darn consistent. And yeah, to me, last night's game was very first 100 games of the season. A quality start from Michael Lorenzen, but then you have a base running blunder from Kyle Isbell. You go 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi all have a chance in the first inning, but are unable to come through. And it was just a real dud of a game. The crowd small, but they were willing to make noise. Kansas City does, Kauffman Stadium does a good job of doubling whatever the number is. So if there's 8,000 there last night, they sounded like 16 when given an opportunity. But outside of a few moments from Bobby Witt Jr., they just they weren't given that opportunity.
I'm glad you're on the show today, Vern, because you've probably watched, I don't know, thousands of kiss cams now at the ballpark.
Yep. Yep.
And so we found out via photo, soon to be video evidence, Carrington got denied on the kiss cam with the woman that he was next to. Some people said it was his sister, but we're not convinced. We don't believe so. Either way, we were told he leaned in for a kiss, so I don't think it's his sister. Did you actually see it happen?
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I did.
Did he lean in?
Yes, but
uh-oh.
Like you mentioned, I've watched thousands of kiss cams. I've seen hundreds of young men denied a kiss. They all have the same look of embarrassments and awkwardness. C-Dot didn't have an ounce of that. He was sitting there chilling, eating his peanuts, it looked like. They showed him on the big screen. He looked to the person like, yeah, I know, but you can give me a kiss on the cheek or something like that. So I don't know the relationship he had with that person, but neither one of them seemed all that embarrassed. So
you think he was there with a friend?
Yeah, I can't imagine that. There's no way CDOT's that cool to be like on a date or something, get rejected, and to play it off that well. So I don't think he's sweating it whatsoever.
Ooh, we'll see. I will say, though, Carrington lives in a bubble that, like,
we don't know.
I feel like things that would bother me if I did don't bother him, you know? He's aloof. He's a very calm person.
He is. He's an interesting – well then he's just – he's a cool SOB if he got
– shot down.
If he got the Heisman last night and that's how he plays it off, he's a really cool guy.
Josh Vern, you're his On Deck show tonight at 5:30. Appreciate it, man.
All right, appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.